the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I'm asked sometimes, is Mitt Romney conservative enough? And my answer is simple. Compared to Barack Obama? You know, this is not a choice between Mitt Romney and Ronald Reagan. This is a choice between Mitt Romney and the most radical leftist president in American history. If you simply take judges and ask yourself, who are the kind of people Governor Romney would be inclined to appoint? And who are the kind of people we know Barack Obama appoints? The gap is as wide as at any point in American history. I would argue it's wider than between Reagan and Carter.
That's Newt Gingrich officially suspending his campaign, giving a sort of lukewarm endorsement to Mitt Romney. Mr. Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side to review some of the hot hits as of this date. Shepard Smith, known as Shep to some of his friends, talked to political analyst Ed Gillespie and Carl Cameron. Both think that after this campaign and yesterday's suspension speech, Newt Gingrich's political career is kaput.
What just happened?
Well, you basically got a little preview of what the 6.5-hour debates with Barack Obama would have been like if he would have been the nominee. You also see why he's not the nominee. Newt's got 100 ideas in his head. He just heard about 50 of them. And obviously, this is the end of his political career. He had a dream to be president, not going to be president. And my sense is that he damaged himself in this campaign when he had some opportunities at a point in time to be a viable candidate. He self-destructed.
I want to... Which you predicted he would.
Yes, I did.
Right here on this desk.
I know him well, and what he could never decide whether, as you heard him run through his long history there, of whether he wanted to be the campaign manager or the candidate, and at the end of the day, he was neither. He lived off the debates. He had a couple good debates, and then when it came time to have really good debates, when he should have had, he flubbed the last two. He never turned his operation over to anybody. His idea of debate prep was basically sitting down, having a cup of coffee, and talking to his two grandchildren. And basically, he had some good professionals around him, but he never let them ever run a real campaign. And I think that's why he didn't just lose the first team that went to Perry. He lost the second team that basically couldn't function. And the real tragedy here is he had a powerful voice before he got into this race. I think it got diminished by the fact he stayed in too long. He was too derogatory about Romney. And at the end of the day, he's $4.5 million in debt, and it's going to be a very hard uphill path to pay all that off.
Yeah, the man who was going to get the country out of debt is $4.5 million out of debt himself. So rather than quitting the campaign, he has suspended the campaign like they all do. And the reason they do that is so they can keep raising money. So Newt Gingrich is going to do what he's been doing for all this time, and that's keep raising money and trying to sell books. Carl Cameron, I don't know anybody on his side of the political aisle who can stand him anymore. I don't understand what he just did, why he just did it, what he was hoping. I don't understand it. Could you help me?
Sure. I mean, Newt Gingrich has said all along that in the end he would support whoever the Republican nominee would be. And we now know it's going to be Mitt Romney, and he just can't quite bring himself to say that I'll endorse him. He stopped short. He said, people ask me, what do you think of Mitt Romney? Is he conservative enough? And he said, compared to Obama. And then he went on the long rant. And he didn't actually say that Mitt Romney is sufficiently conservative to please Newt Gingrich, but certainly as a binary choice with Barack Obama, Gingrich said he would get involved in it. And then we heard the long list of the things that he wants to do as a citizen, which sound an awful lot like the things he's been doing as a candidate, which are a lot like the things he was doing as a citizen since he left the speakership in Washington. Availing himself to a host of national debates with Gingrich-like creative ideas. Sometimes they hit the target, sometimes they miss, and when they miss, they sometimes miss radically, and it makes them look bad. That was a big part of the problem with his campaign. As Mr. Rollins pointed out, Gingrich was sometimes his own scheduler, his own speechwriter, his own strategist and tactician, his own lawyer, his own advisor, his own confidant, and that makes for a pretty small campaign. And the truth of the matter is, when you're running for president, you need to have things big. You need lots of people. You need more than big ideas. You need money. You need organization. And you need discipline. One thing that Newt Gingrich seemed to fall short on a lot on the campaign trail was message discipline. He wants now very much to be part of the ongoing Romney team effort to go about ousting President Obama. But if he can't hew to the Romney message, it's entirely likely they will discourage the press, they will discourage the country, they will discourage Republicans from paying too much attention to Newt Gingrich, because now it's all about Mitt Romney.
Up next, more on what you think about Gingrich or what some of the other hosts think. Presidential race as well. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Talk Radio in Review, the presidential race, Republicans who are in and out, host Kerry Dozier and Chuck Powell talked about Gingrich and the mistakes he made along the way.
Official, finally, he's out.
He is out. And look, it was a campaign that where there were mistakes were made. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I thought he was a better candidate than what the votes actually produced. He certainly, you know, lost the women, and I think he lost the women because of his extramarital affairs, which he continued to try to, you know, bang that this should not be important to this election process. But it was made by the voters. And then I think he made the statement today that if he had one regret, his regret that he wasn't more aggressive. That he wasn't bold enough. And I think that Newt Gingrich looks at that moment where he had his only momentum in the campaign, and all of a sudden everybody teamed up on him, and Mitt Romney was at the forefront of it, and Gingrich suddenly looked defensive, and I think that he wishes that if he had to do it all over again, he would have gone on the aggressive early on, established the weaknesses in all the other candidates, but at the heart of it, when he just got his momentum, all of a sudden, instead of talking about issues, he spent all of that period, that short period of his momentum, beating down and being on the defensive and trying to, you know, negate why these negative stories about him should not be crucial to the campaign.
Well, you know, good ideas aside, there are a lot of people out there with good ideas who are just plain not likable. And not only was Newt not likable, he wasn't very organized. He didn't really have the wheels going under the campaign like Mitt Romney certainly did.
He didn't have as much money, though, either.
Right, and Mitt Romney's been running, you know, for the last 8 years as well. But Newt Gingrich, by the way, has had, you know, he's had opportunities through PACs. He's had opportunities through writing books. He has had plenty of opportunities to, he couldn't have better name ID. So I think he could have done a better job at getting it going faster, you know, being a little bit more organized, being a little bit more on the forefront. So he was coming from behind. Hard to defeat somebody with as much money as Mitt Romney, no matter how likable you are. But in the end, here's a guy who preaches economic responsibility, help for the small business, lowering taxes, and most of all, controlling spending. I mean, he talks about, oh, the big government waste and Obama's going to spend us into the ground. And guess what happened? He spent his campaign into the ground. He was $4 million in his campaign. His campaign is $4 million in the red. He's got to either raise it or have those debts forgiven, or have somebody loan him a lump sum of cash to pay off all of his creditors. He owes people money for lights, for cameras, for video production, for security, for legal services. He ran up a lot of bills in the last month and a half when he knew he wasn't going to be the nominee, and yet he spent like a drunken Orange County housewife.
Talk host Wayne Cabot here with political analyst Brian Modiply about the new ad from the Obama campaign that uses Newt Gingrich's attacks on Mitt Romney.
Gingrich says he wants to help Governor Romney, but his words may help the president instead.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hard sell. I mean, I don't think a lot of people are going to vote for Mitt Romney on the basis of Newt Gingrich's endorsement. And, you know, the Democrats can just queue up the attack ads. I mean, it's been a very nasty campaign, and Newt Gingrich in particular has been very nasty to Mitt Romney.
Yeah, our CBS News website that you're on says well, there's a list of the 10 nastiest things Newt Gingrich has said about Mitt Romney. Can Gingrich do or say anything to undo that damage?
Not really. I mean, you know, he'll say we need to work to get rid of Barack Obama. I think their strongest argument is just, look, I may have my differences with Mitt Romney, but Barack Obama has been a disaster for the country from Gingrich's perspective. And so he can say we need to focus on that. But, you know, Newt Gingrich called Mitt Romney a liar straight out. And I mean, how do you get around that?
Yeah.
It just seems like it's a real challenge to sort of put that away. And if I'm the Obama campaign, I'm champing at the bit to put together more videos of Gingrich attacking.
What now for Newt? Is he done?
Well, I think, you know, Gingrich on the campaign trail has talked about being this outsider, but really, fundamentally, Newt Gingrich is sort of the consummate Washington insider, and what he needs to do now is build that back up. I mean, he had this big consulting business that he had to wind down, and he sort of lost some respect in the party, so I think what he's going to be doing is getting back to his life in Washington, and you know, building up back some of this business. He also needs to retire his campaign debt. He had more than $4 million in the campaign debt. Romney says he's going to help him retire it, but that's no easy feat. Hillary Clinton still has debt from 2008, so it takes a while and it's no fun.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Romney says he's going to help Gingrich pay off all the debt he racked up attacking Romney.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. I mean, that's part of the reason that Gingrich is going to throw his arms around Romney here. It's a bit of a quid pro quo, and it's the traditional way these things go. Basically, Romney just reaches out to his supporters and says, look, you know, throw a little bit of extra money in Newt's way, and, you know, he'll do what we say. I mean, that's basically how it works. And
a lot of extra money, though. $4 million, though, right?
That's it is a lot of money.
It's a lot of pocket change.
You know, the donors who are giving these big dollars, particularly to the super PACs, you know, they can throw around a lot more money than you and I.
Coming up, we move over to the discussion this week of the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. That's hot stuff, and we have more as we continue on the countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So now the Talk Radio Review continues. You know what we do here, Talk Radio and Talk Television. And the conversations include that anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. Host Mark Amazon talking to terrorism expert Mark Insulaco about possible attacks that may come up this week. Yeah, let's scare everybody.
1 year after bin Laden was exterminated, a day of great rejoicing here, New York, and all around the world. Is Al-Qaeda capable of anything close right now to the attacks of 9/11?
Oh, no. They're not capable of striking the United States or carrying out things of anything approaching that magnitude. Or even if you look at, you know, 9/11 happened and there were a series of attacks, Al-Qaeda-related groups, Morocco, Tunisia, Bali, Kenya, London, Spain, you know, they were hitting, you know, pretty regularly and some pretty large-scale attacks. They're active in Yemen, they're active in Iraq, looks like they're in Syria, they're capable of doing, of course, things in Pakistan and Afghanistan, but no, we have severely weakened them. President Bush had, of course, started the assault. President Obama has continued that in many ways, deepened it. So Al-Qaeda Central as an organization that's capable of bringing people in, training them and the skills they need, you know, to build bombs, to travel, they're just really not capable of doing that. If you're an Al-Qaeda leader, if you're that's sort of number three, who's sort of the military commander, that's a death sentence. You get that job and you're gone. You're killed in short order.
But what we're
worried about is a lone wolf, the sort of person who is inspired by them, who might try to, you know, maim or cause mayhem.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, I think we have to go back to London, which I think is, what, 7 or 8 years ago. That was the last serious kind of international attack that they pulled off, correct?
Yeah, I think they've done some other things, or Al-Qaeda-related groups. I mean, they hit Egypt. I mean, they hit a lot of countries in a short period of time until we sort of turned the tide on them, got serious, put the intelligence in place, put the mechanisms in place to go after them and went after them aggressively. But they're very seriously, as an organization, weakened. What I always feared, even at 9/11, was that The organization would die, but the movement would live on, the radicalism. I always likened it as, you know, Hitler knew he would lose the war, but there would one day be neo-Nazis and people who had that hatred and that ideology and that desire to go out and maim others.
Talk host Mitch Hank talking about how both sides have been politicizing the killing of Osama bin Laden and September 11th.
Criticism coming from former Republican Party Chairman Ed Gillespie saying the president politicizing this, the congressman from Illinois. Now, I wasn't finished yet. Before I go to the phones, to be opened up here, I do recall Dick Cheney vividly saying in 2004 that if John Kerry is elected, we will be attacked again. So you're using 9/11, and yes, Mitt Romney was in New York visiting the firefighters, many of whom lost comrades in 9/11, yes, in New York, with former Mayor Giuliani. Everything a politician does is done for political reasons. And part of that is okay if you're sending a strong signal. And when presidents go to visit with the troops, whether it's in Afghanistan yesterday or on the carrier, yes, the commander-in-chief is there to support troops and rally them. And that by itself is not a bad thing. Have presidents, and there were ads in 2004, yes, 2004, showing Bush at 9/11 at Ground Zero with the bullhorn. Those were all part of ads. What happened here with Clinton, when they praised the decision by the president, you would expect that. I think what caused the reaction is when they did the Romney hit in the piece. So that made it political, as opposed to simply making a strong statement on behalf of the president.
So do you want, I guess we're not going to get off of this bin Laden thing. We got more from hosts. The campaign issue, bin Laden's death, put together. We'll talk about it more in the next half hour.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom-fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. It's really this simple. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to this half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We continue with our discussion of the anniversary of the killing of Bin Laden. Here's Taco's Darren Flint with former SEAL Team 6 Commander Ryan Zinke. He's now a state senator in Montana, by the way. About President Obama using Bin Laden's death in a campaign ad.
It's interesting, in this UK Daily Mail piece, they actually mentioned further down in the article that senior military figures have said that Admiral William McRaven, a former SEAL who was then head of Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, made the decision to take Bin Laden out, and that tactical decisions were delegated even further down the chain of command. That being said, I know there's lots of folks who would agree that, look, the president deserves credit for making the call to make the decision, but what's your take on him actually using this in a campaign commercial?
Well, you know, in the loyal opposition, I think you have to give the administration credit for making the call. It was the president's call, the National Command Authority. But you're right, you know, Bill McRaven, I know him well. He's a fine individual and a warrior. And the tactical decisions were made in the ground. There's a lot of preparation, you know, leading up to that. And so I think the president overplayed his hand by taking too much credit. Now, if it would have went bad, you know, you recall Desert One, you know, to some degree it hurt the Carter administration. But he made the right call by going forward. And so I think in this case, you know, clearly I think it's a little too much to take credit for it and use it as a political tool to position yourself as a war president, which is, over a course of time, it's been very popular. You know, I look at Montana, too, is we need to tighten our ship up, too.
And in this article, actually, I think you had said in the UK Daily Mail piece that the president is using the SEALs as, quote, ammunition.
I think it's a fair statement. And I'll again, but I think you have to give administration credit for what they did. The president made the call ultimately, but I think it was a no-brainer. I mean, the individual in question was the most notorious criminal and terrorist, and was responsible for the death of not only Americans in New York, but the death of Americans overseas and in four different instances. So he was a threat worldwide. And as soon as you have a place, a time, where he's at, I think we had justification to strike him, no matter where he was at.
Yeah.
And we did so. I think it was a no-brainer.
The Daily Show's John Stewart talked about the way the GOP politicized September 11th, but don't want Obama to politicize bin Laden's death.
The death of bin Laden was the first event since 9/11 that really brought us all together, which, of course, is why 1 year later, this ad, touting Obama's steadfast and presidential leadership during the raid, whilst subtly questioning his opponent's judgment, that ad is tearing us apart.
Since we all know this administration is not above politicizing any issue for personal gain.
Politicizing what an event that all Americans applauded enormously.
It's deplorable to politicize this.
The President of the United States, who said he wasn't going to spike the football and all this, we shouldn't gloat about it, running campaign ads, gloating about it.
So let me get this straight. Republicans, you're annoyed by the arrogance and braggadocio of a wartime president's political ad. You think he's divisively and unfairly belittling his opponents. I see. I have a question. Are you on crack? Were you alive, low, these past 10 years? It seems unseemly for the president to spike the football. Bush landed on an aircraft carrier with a football-stuffed codpiece. He spiked the football before the game had even started. Former Bush 43 advisor and current Romney campaign advisor Ed Gillespie.
Took something that was a unifying event for all Americans, and he's managed to turn it into a divisive, partisan, political attack.
Yeah, that'd be like in 2004, saying something like, if Kerry had his policies in place today, Saddam Hussein would not only be in Baghdad, he'd be in Kuwait. But
if John Kerry had his policies in place today, Saddam Hussein would not only be in Baghdad, he'd be in Kuwait.
Oh my gosh! And there's more!
It's the attack that, you know, Governor Romney wouldn't have done. You don't see, you see in the Bush ad saying, you know, he's a strong leader. You don't see him saying, and that guy, would have done something different.
Yes, yes. The Democrats have taken past Romney statements and used them to project how a hypothetical President Romney would act. It's so devious of Democrats to steal that tactic.
Cerebral cortex! Activate.
Now Kerry says, we have to get back to the place where terrorists are a nuisance, like gambling and prostitution. How can Kerry protect us when he doesn't understand the threat?
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
No, no! Actually, in hindsight, according to Gillespie, you don't approve of that message. You think it's divisive and partisan.
Up next, Afghanistan, and what's happening and maybe not happening here on the Talk Radio Review.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible,
The stories are real.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What appearance? Not unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The hot hits in talk radio, Afghanistan certainly in the top three or four so far this week. Hosts E.J. Becker and Alan Schenck talk to ABC's Ann Compton about the president's trip to Afghanistan and how he's changed the mission there.
As the president makes a surprise trip to Afghanistan, and why did the president think it was so important to actually be there to sign this paperwork that defines our ongoing relationship with Afghanistan?
Number one, that there are more than 80,000 American lives on the line there. He went and met with about 3,000 of those troops. Number two, he wants to remind the American people that he says he's going to bring down that number. There's a big, steep drop in the number of American troops in Afghanistan this summer. That was something already arranged. But he has to remind people that those troops, the remaining 68,000 troops, are going to be there for the rest of this year and all of next year, and all of the year after that. And to show how dangerous a war zone like that is, the president had to go in secret, arriving after midnight, doing the signing ceremony and a speech to the nation, and he was gone before dawn.
What kind of a welcome by the troops?
Well, the troops, of course, were ecstatic. They had been, 3,000 of them, Ellen, had been herded into a big cavernous hangar, and they had no idea why. And then word got around the president was on his way, and they were pretty psyched about that. The President Karzai and President Obama signed a document that said after troops are scheduled to leave in 2014, which was, again, already planned, that the U.S. isn't going to just turn around and forget about Afghanistan. It's an important gateway there in that part of the world, and that the U.S. will spend the next decade after that trying to help Afghanistan build up a central democratic government. That country has been so tribal, it has no tradition of a strong central democratic government.
Briefly, Anne, was there some significance to yesterday, or was the president putting an exclamation mark on what had happened a year prior, the killing of Osama bin Laden?
Well, it did feel like something of a victory lap, didn't it? I'm here. The reason the war started was because Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda used Afghanistan as training bases and launched those attacks. So this kind of closed the circle 1 year after bin Laden had been killed, and the president seemed to want to be telling the American people in the speech that he gave there live to the American people, seemed to be trying to say, we're on our way out. Our last ABC News poll shows that 66% of the American people think Afghanistan was never worth fighting. And that is an all-time high in the number of Americans who just don't think we should continue to be bleeding not only the lives of troops, but the money in Afghanistan.
Talk host host Tony Lowry and Gary Dobbs with a focus on what they think is the real reason the president went over to Afghanistan.
The president was in Afghanistan on a secret trip, no POTUS.
He's trying to be like Bush. I don't get it.
Well, he's just trying to show that he is a commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
And that he...
It didn't work for me.
Well, you know, we'll see how much it plays. The first, you know, when the first polls come out and people say what they think about all that.
Yeah.
You know, now, going to talk to the troops, I cannot, say negative things about that.
No.
I don't think his reasons for going were pure.
No, of course not.
You know, this was a campaign speech.
Absolutely.
This was something he put in an ad. I was in Kabul. But,
and he said, I all yeah, day.
Well,
yesterday.
When he spoke to the troops, he didn't have his teleprompter. Oh. And now when he spoke to the nation, he did. There was nobody there, but TOTUS was the only one there. So.
Oh, okay.
But when he spoke to the troops, because he turned his back on the camera. I mean, he wasn't reading a teleprompter, but he was so choppy. You know, he had to really struggle for the words.
He's horrible.
When he's not on his teleprompter.
Yeah, he really is.
But, you know, the fact that he went, you know, I think that, troops appreciate that.
Sure they do.
But
even if it is him coming over.
But they know it's a campaign stop.
Sure.
And
it's
so
obvious it was a campaign stop.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they had known about this strategic agreement for the last 2 weeks. They kept it under wraps so that he could unveil it on the anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's all pre-planned. Everything is, nothing he does is spur of the moment. It's all pre-planned.
My favorite part of that plan is, well, the Taliban can be a part of Afghanistan's future.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, remember, we were only there to get rid of Al-Qaeda, not the Taliban, which is absurd.
That was one and the same, is what I thought.
Well, they're not one and the same. They're two terrorist organizations, but they work together.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah. So, having said all that, he's on his way home, and a few hours after he left, there was a suicide bomb from the Taliban, just to let him know that they're still there.
Talk host Steve McIntosh and Ted Woodward talking to correspondent Steve Portnoy about the new plan for our troops and the continuing involvement we'll have in Afghanistan.
What was the purpose of the trip, Stephen? Mostly to show that we could do it, we could be there?
Well, I think, Steve, that President Obama was eager to capture the moment. I mean, whether it has specifically to do with the anniversary of the bin Laden killing, then perhaps it does. But I would say that purpose on its face was to go and sign this new agreement with the Afghan government that sets the course for future U.S.-Afghan relations beyond 2014, a decade out from 2014, when the U.S. will remove most, if not all, of its troops from Afghanistan. This agreement does allow for residual force to remain in Afghanistan on Afghan bases to conduct targeted operations against Al-Qaeda and also continue to train up Afghan troops.
Okay, so I understand there are roughly 88,000 troops in Afghanistan right now, U.S. troops. And by September, what, down to 68,000? Is that right?
And between September of this year and the end of 2014, the question is how fast will those 68,000 troops come home? The top commander in Afghanistan, General Allen, has told ABC News that he would like to hold on to as many troops as possible for as long as possible. The president promises a steady withdrawal at a steady pace. So the question is how soon will those 68,000 troops come home between September of this year and 2.5 years out. And it looks like, based on what one senior administration official has told ABC News, that General Allen will have to really push for those troops to stay, that the president will weigh that request against other interests, like, for example, the economy and other things. That's the way it's been put by a senior administration official.
And the fact is, what I believe is that most of our military is getting kind of tired and worn out with fighting two wars as well.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, you know, the polls would show that most Americans feel the same way. 66% in a recent ABC News Washington Post poll said that this war isn't worth fighting. 10 years out, President Obama says that we have to finish what we started, but also end the war responsibly. Most often when you hear President Obama talk about the war in Afghanistan, he talks about a drawdown and not about a victory or any kind of goal other than removing troops as quickly as possible, turning things over to Afghan control. And what you'll also hear the president talk about is how that has happened already in Iraq.
Let's move a little to the east, shall we, from Afghanistan to China. A focus on what's going on in China. Specific items coming right up here on the countdown.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Media in Review, and your thoughts as well at 800-510-8255. The inclusion of China into this week's conversation starts with a BBC visit. Here's John Sparks reporting on his interview with that blind Chinese activist who's at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing.
A sizable crowd had gathered outside the gates of this Beijing hospital, but they hadn't come for treatment. This, the new, if temporary, home of a leading Chinese dissident. A blind human rights activist who has infuriated the authorities and provoked a diplomatic crisis. And here he is, Chen Guangcheng, sitting in a wheelchair. He was brought here personally by the American ambassador after spending 6 days holed up in the embassy. And today, U.S. officials acknowledged their role in this highly sensitive matter for the first time, briefing journalists that Mr. Chen had made his own decision to leave the embassy, with an understanding that he and his family would be treated humanely by the Chinese. However, Channel 4 News spoke to Mr. Chen tonight from his hospital bed. We had trouble with the line, but he told us he had no choice but to leave the embassy. We asked, "Did you go to the hospital because of a medical emergency?"
"No, I came because of an agreement. I was worried about the safety of my family. A gang of them have taken over our house, sitting in our room, eating at our table, waving thick sticks around. They've turned our home into a prison with 7 cameras and an electric fence all around."
The self-educated lawyer was jailed after he'd exposed a program of forced abortions and sterilizations. After his release, he was imprisoned in his home without charge. Local police and thugs kept him in and well-wishers out. But 10 days ago, Mr. Chen made a daring escape. We spoke to an activist who met him just a few hours before he sought sanctuary in the U.S. Embassy.
He
looked thin and pale. His hands were shaking as he spoke. But he was in very good spirits. Even though he couldn't see, he's very good at knowing what's going on.
U.S. officials descended on Beijing this week in an attempt to resolve the crisis. It threatened to overwhelm Hillary Clinton's attendance at a high-profile economic and strategic conference due to start tomorrow. So earlier today, it seemed both countries thought they'd come to some sort of acceptable arrangement. The state media lambasted the Americans in public today, demanding an official apology. Those responsible must be punished, said the newsreader. Yet according to U.S. diplomats, the Chinese were more forthcoming in private. They offered to investigate Mr. Chen's allegations of mistreatment and say they'll allow him to attend university.
Taco's Charlie Brennan with CBS's Ruth Morris about the deal that seems to have been made between the Chinese activist who'd been seeking refuge in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing.
It looks as though there has been some deal struck so that this blind activist can now leave the U.S. Embassy and apparently go to school and live with some sort of freedom in China.
That's right. Now, this is the deal that's been brokered over the last 6 days since Mr. Chen entered the U.S. Embassy. And what U.S. officials are saying is that the Chinese government has assured them that he will be safe outside the embassy, that he will be able to relocate to a safe place. He was in house arrest before this. And also that he will be allowed to enroll in a university. He's a lawyer, but he's self-trained, and he appears to be very interested in going to university and actually taking more law classes.
According to reports published in the United States, the Chinese are very upset at this development.
That's right. The Chinese earlier in the day issued a statement asking the United States to apologize for what they described as some sort of irregular assistance that Mr. Chen had getting into the U.S. Embassy. Now, U.S. officials have said there was, in fact, some sort of assistance. They haven't said there was a prearranged visit to the embassy, but they've said they did help him to enter the embassy given the extraordinary circumstances of his case, namely his disability, which, you know, he's blind. And so that's caused a little bit of friction earlier in the day. The U.S. officials have declined to address that that demand for an apology.
But if the Chinese are so upset with this deal, why do experts think they agree to it?
Well, it seems that that request for an apology might have been more to sort of play to a domestic audience to discourage other people from taking refuge or attempting to take refuge in the U.S. Embassy. Mm. I think they want a domestic audience to know that that's not the way things normally work.
But from what you report this morning live from Shanghai, not only did this blind Chinese activist end up in the embassy, as many people suspected, but the United States admits that it helped him get into the embassy.
Yes, except that there were some extraordinary circumstances around his disability that they did assist him coming in. I should mention that there have been some earlier reports from yesterday by people who assisted Mr. Chen to escape house arrest and make his way to Beijing, saying that there was even a very brief car chase that he was followed by Beijing police on his way to the embassy. We'll perhaps get more clarification on those moves ahead.
Find out more about the various Talk Radio Countdown items at the DougStephan.com website, please. Register.